1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers have been furloughed and more stand to be in the days ahead with the federal government shutdown in full swing. Alonzo Sermons is an Army veteran who lives near a Georgia base where civilian employees will be affected.
It's attached to what we call politics. It's hard to take serious one side fighting against the next side. These are real things in the lives of people. You have this affecting their finances. It really increases anxiety.
Well, some workers will remain on the job but won't be paid for as long as the shutdown lasts. Justin Chen is with the union that represents workers at the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's a great deal of concerns that without, you know, the agency watchdogs working on behalf of the public, essentially, that potential catastrophes could strike and the agency wouldn't be well prepared to respond to them quickly, quite frankly.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
For 98.9 WXCO News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Isabella Nieto. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tome Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat. But Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County Veteran Service Officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to reenter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
More news anytime at WXCO.fm.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
On Friday, the Wausau West High School football team looks to extend their win streak to 3 games in a row, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tiger. Hear all the action live from the Culver Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Culver Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football at Marshfield, Friday night live from the Culver Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program here live from our bunker in war-torn, war-ravaged Portland. The U.S. economy seems to be in free fall. We lost 32,000 private sector jobs this last month in September, according to the private payroll company, ADP. We don't have federal numbers because the government's shut down or because Trump is just no longer publishing them. But we lost 32,000 jobs in September, and when they adjusted August's numbers, we lost 3,000 in August. So it looks like we are sliding rapidly into a recession. At the same time, we are sleepwalking, apparently, at least with regard to our media, into the dictator's playbook. They're actually, you know, most jobs have a playbook, right? You know, it's running an assembly line or piloting an aircraft or redoing the home's plumbing. You know, people have a playbook, basically. You know, there's step-by-step things that you do do whatever job you're doing. And it turns out that dictators have a playbook, too. And it's one that has been followed in the modern era, literally step-by-step, by Putin, by Orban, by Erdogan, by Duterte, by Bolsonaro. And historically, by people like Mussolini, Hitler, Franco, Marcos, Pinochet, Stalin, and Tojo, among others. And now it's being followed by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And they are actually walking through this step by step. You know, Trump's speech to the generals yesterday saying that we are under invasion from within, no different than a foreign enemy, but more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. We're under invasion from within. And then he goes on to say, the ones that are run by the radical left Democrats, what they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places. And we're going to straighten them out one by one. This is going to be a major part for some people in this room. He's talking to the generals. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. Turning the military against your country's own people is like step 3 or 4 or 5 in the dictator's playbook. Rachel Maddow laid out the 5 steps that she believes dictators take. First, they identify an internal enemy to blame for society's ills. For Hitler, it was the Jews and gypsies. For Trump, it was Mexicans, immigrants, and now it's Democrats. Second, they turn security forces inward. That's what you heard yesterday. And Trump turning the FBI, you know, going after James Comey, that kind of thing. Third, they criminalize dissent and protest. Now you're seeing ICE shooting at people, shooting rubber bullets and tear gas and these pepper gas. They're like little balls of super hot stuff, you know, like pepper, and they disperse and they hit you and they can blind you. I mean, they do serious damage at protesters. So they criminalize dissent and protest. Fourth, they intimidate or capture the press and punish truth-telling. Virtually every major American media, with the exception so far of ABC and NBC, has become captured by right-wingers, mostly right-wing billionaires. And, you know, and MSNBC is going to be spun off from NBC. So, you know, hang on to your hats on that. And fifth, they seize control of independent institutions, universities, law firms, civil service, you know, to eliminate any professional standards that interfere with dear leaders' will. If you look at the work of Timothy Snyder, Stephen Levitsky, Donald Ziblatt, or Daniel Ziblatt, Ruth Ben-Ghiat, Jason Stanley, M. Gessen, you see another list, which is very similar to Rachel Maddow's list. It goes like this: deny or rewrite election results to delegitimize democracy itself, declare political opponents enemies of the state, and the press, I would add. Turn independent institutions like the Department of Justice, the civil service, and the military into personal tools. Flood the public square with lies so thoroughly, Steve Bannon proudly called it flooding the zone with the S word, you know, the, shall we say, crap, that reality itself becomes negotiable. Tolerate or celebrate political violence on behalf of the dictator and demonize violence against his followers and mouthpieces as sedition and treason. Demand personal loyalty instead of constitutional duty. Invoke a mythic past and promise, you know, that national rebirth, if only the strong man can have total sovereignty, and use his office to rapidly enrich himself. And that enrichment is a big part of it. Trump has made $5 billion in the first 9 months of his presidency. His sons have made hundreds of millions of dollars. His daughter's husband has made $2 billion, or, you know, now controls $2 billion. It's just massive amounts of money. This is the autocrat's playbook. This is kleptocracy on display. And now Trump has issued this national security presidential memorandum that says that if you criticize capitalism, if you criticize Christianity, if you are in favor of immigration into this country, if you are quote, an extremist on race, in other words, you think maybe it's not a good idea to remove all those displays from the Smithsonian about the horrors of slavery, for example, if you're an extremist on gender, if you're queer, if you have hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on family, in other words, you think that gay marriage is a good thing, then the FBI is supposed to investigate you now and perhaps even arrest you to prevent you from committing a crime. This is Minority Report on steroids. And how many of you fit into these categories? I mean, this is nuts. They will search your email. And they're doing that, by the way. Google does turn your emails over to the government. They'll tear apart your social media profiles. They will surveil you. And one day they may bang on your door in the middle of the night. And this is directed, you know, as much at average Americans as it is at people like me. You don't have to actually do a thing. All you have to do is hold these views or be one of these people. This isn't the America that our founders envisioned. This is not the America that men and women who have fought and died for 249 years wanted. And again, the mainstream media is completely ignoring this dictator playbook aspect of what Trump is doing, how he's just checking off the boxes. I mean, yesterday's speech to the generals was like, you know, a big check mark on that list of things in the dictator's playbook. And the media is like, oh, yeah, well, maybe Trump shouldn't have said that, or maybe, you know. No, these are the steps. This is how you turn a democracy into an autocracy. You know, rolling tanks into suburban neighborhoods and urban neighborhoods. I mean, Trump is talking about, you know, Portland looks like World War II. Why? Because, Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan, I think, have some liability here, or at least some responsibility, if not moral responsibility, at least. It turns out, according to the New York Times, that a couple of days ago, before Trump made this statement, and Trump is a big, you know, he watches Fox News all the time, that Fox News, when they were talking about Portland, was playing B-roll, you know, the video that plays on the screen as they're talking, was playing B-roll of that three-block area in downtown Portland where the protesters in 2020, 5 years ago, during the Black Lives Matter protests, where the protesters had actually, you know, they were defacing one of the federal building. And in fact, in one case, somebody threw a Molotov cocktail, as I recall. And so, I mean, this was entirely confined to a 2 or 3 block area of Portland. And, it, you know, and yeah, it was not a good thing, frankly. But Fox is running this B-roll, and Trump thinks that's going on right now. What's going on right now is there's like 20 people sitting on lawn chairs, strumming guitars, and laying flowers in front of the ICE building. That's what's going on. There is no assault on Portland. But Fox News played that, and Trump thinks it's real, apparently, and he's telling the generals, oh, my God, look at Portland. It looks like a war zone. This is nuts. And nobody can say this is a surprise. Trump pretty much campaigned on that he was going to do this. I am your vengeance. I am your retribution. I mean, you know, we had former generals who worked for him, General Milley and others, coming out and saying this man is a fascist, using the F word. FBI leaders, former FBI leaders, he's a fascist. Former intelligence officers like Miles Taylor, he's a fascist. And frankly, if the Republican Party had not succeeded in suppressing 4.2 million votes in last year's election by throwing 2-3 million people off the voting rolls and preventing another million or so people who cast votes from having their votes counted, you would have we would all have Kamala Harris as our president right now, and we'd have Democrats running the House and Senate. I mean, this is where we're at. I lay all this out in my book, The Last American President, my new book. This is not law and order. And it's not democracy in a free republic. This is the language of autocracy, of fascism. And what are we, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, to a large extent now, yeah, the Democrats in Congress, or at least many of the progressive Democrats in Congress, are fighting a good fight. And Schumer and Jeffries are fighting on behalf of Americans' health care, which is, I get it, you know, it's not going to stop fascism, but it's going to, you know, it's going to make a dent in the, we need to slow down the Republicans' momentum. But you and I need to be talking about this. We need to flood the zone of social media and every other opportunity, every other venue that we have to wake people up to what's going on. Because the clock is ticking, and these guys are racing for the finish line. So stay woke, as Lead Belly says. Stay woke and spread the word. I'll be right back. Stick around. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have to stop our media and our politicians and all the rest of us from sleepwalking into the dictator's playground.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. To Gaming.
Emerald fortunes are waiting at the end of the rainbow. Actually, it's a beautiful green John Deere Gator utility vehicle, and it could be yours this month at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Every Friday and Saturday this month, four lucky guests each hour will race down the Yellow Brick Road to win the top prize of $150 rewards play. You can also earn 30 points four times each day, totaling $60 in rewards play, and entries into the John Deere Gator giveaway. The Yellow Brick Road leads to Emerald Fortunes. And the Dark Side of Oz costume contest on Halloween night. Dust off those ruby slippers and dance the night away at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Your costume could win your share of over $11,000 in cash. Judging for single, double, and group categories starts at 8 Halloween night. And all in costume attire receive $10 in rewards play to spice up the night. The Dark Side of Oz costume contest at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. See the Rewards Club for details. Must be 21 or over to play.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Fine books are sold. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/school or Hartman to 511-511. And welcome back. Leaked text. This is just some amazing stories here. Leaked texts on Scott Bessent's phone suggest the White House got played bailing out Argentina. This is amazing. An Associated Press reporter was able to shoot a picture over Scott Bessent. You know, Scott Bessent is the billionaire who's our Treasury Secretary. And it was a text message by the Associated Press. From our agriculture secretary, Brooke Rollins. And Brooke Rollins had written to Scott Bessent, and I quote, "Finally, just a heads up, I'm getting more intel, but this is highly unfortunate. We bailed out Argentina yesterday, and in return, Argentines are removing their export tariffs on grains, reducing their price, and they just sold a bunch of soybeans to China at a time when we would normally be selling to China. Soy prices are dropping further because of it. It gives China more leverage on us." Now, this is what she's talking about here is Trump wants to help out his buddy, Javier Milei, the president of Argentina. And, Mille had never been a politician. He was an economist. He's kind of a crackpot. He's the weird guy with weird hair and facial hair. And, I mean, you know, not to knock that, but for a politician, he doesn't look like a conventional politician, particularly in Argentina. And you know, so he's got this kind of flamboyant persona, like, you know, I am extraordinary or something. And I'm saying that as a guy who had, you know, hair down to his shoulders for a third of my life. So anyhow, he's just, Milei is not just a crackpot economist and a libertarian. He's also following the dictator's playbook down in Argentina, only he's only in the early stages of it. And he's gutted the social safety net down in Argentina. And so now Trump wants to help him out because his party has midterm elections coming up in the next few weeks. I'm not sure exactly when. Actually, I think they're in November. In fact, they must be in November because it was in November when Luis and I were in Argentina 2 years ago during the last election when he was elected. And so Trump sent him $20 billion. And what did he do with that $20 billion? He gave it to the Argentinian soybean farmers. And, well, he didn't, yeah, actually, let me fix that. He didn't give the money to the Argentine soybean farmers. What he did was he said, cool, now we don't need the billions of dollars that we make on export taxes on soybeans, the revenue stream into the government. We don't need that any longer, so we can do away with that tax. And so he eliminated the export tax, the export tariff on soybeans. And suddenly, the price of Argentinian soybeans dropped by whatever that tariff was. I don't know the percentage, but I'm sure it's, you know, you can search for it. And what that did is it lowered the price of Argentinian soybeans, which is a huge crop in Argentina. And it lowered that price so much that it's dropping the price of soybeans all around the world, and it's wiping out American soybean farmers. Donald Trump owned himself. And now you've got the head of the Soybean Association, the American Soybean Association. Yes, there is such a thing. Its president is a guy named Caleb Regland. And he issued this statement. He said, quote, U.S. soybean prices are falling. Harvest is underway. And farmers read headlines not about securing a trade agreement with China, but that the U.S. government is extending $20 billion in economic support to Argentina while that country drops its soybean export taxes to sell 20 shiploads of Argentine soybeans to China in just 2 days. Trump owned himself and the Republicans. Now, you know, this is kind of sliding under the radar and all the hubbub about the shutdown, but I think it's a fascinating story. Amazing stuff. Stick around. We've got more on the program, and I'll be picking up your calls, too, on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Sleepwalking through the authoritarian's playbook? I think we are. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment.
Well, the farm team is out here at World Dairy Expo, and yesterday was FFA Day on the grounds. And this day includes many different things, whether it be competitions, just students learning more about the dairy industry, or their favorite thing, getting free stuff. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and I was able to catch up with Lexi Kohlmeyer, a student at the Dakota FFA chapter out of Northern Illinois, to learn more about the competition she participated in and how she prepared without the dairy background. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, Pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when Pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Now let's take a listen in to Lexi Kohlmeyer and her experience competing at World Dairy Expo.
We went and we judged four classes. We judged a class of Jerseys, a class of Holsteins, a class of Guernsey cows, and a class of Brown Swiss heifers, judging them on which is the best. And you had to give, there were questions on the one class. You had to pick out certain things about the cows and answer the questions on them. Yeah, I felt pretty well prepared. I mean, we did practicing in class, and that definitely helped a lot, especially for the two others. I know it helped a lot, being that they've never done a dairy judging competition before.
Lots of new experiences to have here at the World Dairy Expo grounds, and make sure to stay up to date on everything happening here by following us at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe. We'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFenn Technologies were born and patented this century. With a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping, along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps, for all your applications, will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Now let's have a look at some agriculture news. Kaveta Colton Delilah is the grand and senior champion of the International Junior Jersey Show. Delilah is owned by Kyra and Griffin Lamb of Oakfield, New York. The grand champion and senior champion of the International Guernsey Show hails from New Glarus, Wisconsin. This is Lovely from Candace Farms. She is owned by Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler. Brittany and Layla also own the grand champion and intermediate champion of the International Guernsey Show, Donnybrook M.O. Stevie. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a democratic republic or slips toward theocracy. These victories show that the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's on the end, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511, but you can also go to ffrf.us/school.
Shadows fall where freedom stood. Voices silenced, misunderstood. Marching on with eyes half closed. The path we're on, the world already knows. Is America sleepwalking into the dictator's playbook? Step by step, the warnings that we never took. History's pages scream. Will the dream of liberty survive one more day? Generals warned but stayed in line.
Truth but stayed in line.
Truth replaced with power shrine.
Power shrine.
Enemies made of neighbor and friend. Closer to the end.
To the end.
Is America sleepwalking into the dictator's playbook? Step by step, the freedoms that they slowly shook. From silence to loyalty, from fear to control. The price of apathy may be the nation's soul.
Wake up.
The mask is gone, the playbook's running, the danger's strong. Stand or fall, there's no middle ground. Once freedom's lost, it won't be found. Is America sleepwalking into the dictator's playbook? Step by step, the choices that we never took.
About 37 minutes past the hour. So just an update. Yesterday, I shared this. So this is from Dean Blundell, a solid reporter out of Canada. And he's in contact with this guy who says he has all the information on Speaker Mike Johnson's Grindr profile, screenshots, pictures, and chats. And he was threatening to release it today if Adelita Grijalva was not sworn in so that she could vote for the release the Epstein files discharge petition. So when he announced this 3 days ago, this guy was like all happy and smiles and look at what I'm doing. Now he's apparently in hiding and terrified because, the third most powerful man in America is coming after him. At least according to Dean Blundell. Again, Johnson has spread anti-gay hate for generations. And if this is true, it'll be an interesting story. If it's not true, well, I guess it was just an interesting story. Who knows? But we presumably will find out by the end of the day today. So what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Charles in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charles.
Tom, I'm a longtime supporter of free speech, and I've read most of your books. Matter of fact, I just started reading your new book.
Thank you.
The question that I have is the Republicans seem to be getting away with breaking a lot of rules and protocol
and laws
and getting away with it. Mm-hmm. And my question is, if Johnson won't swear in this new congresswoman, why doesn't Jeffries take the bull by the horns and break protocol and swear this woman in himself? And that's my question.
Because it wouldn't be legal. Only Johnson can do it. He's the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House swears in the members. So, you know, she wouldn't, I get the theater of it, and I think probably, Charles, your suggestion is a good idea. I would love to see Hakeem Jeffries try that. I'd love to see him, do something like that. But for right now, he's just not a guy who's into this kind of stuff, sadly. I mean, I would love to see, the leadership, the Democratic leadership, be more like AOC or Bernie, who I think both of them would probably take your advice. But that, this is what we have, Charles. Charles, thanks for the call. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you.
I'll be very brief about this. I had a thought about what we could do to make a more even playing field with the corporate-owned media. And one thing would be to consider getting these electronic signs. They cost as little as $130. They can run much higher than that. And putting them in your living room window, kind of like a neighborhood watch,
mm-hmm.
and then put important messages about the government shutdown, Medicare, Citizens United, election integrity, the Epstein pedophiles, tariffs, housing costs, food costs, fuel costs, corruption, et cetera. And it's kind of retro. It's kind of a retro social media. But you had an earlier caller about the billboards.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in every county, you could get a consortium of attorneys and medical doctors and judges and things like that that could contribute to the cost of the billboards. And then also I found that on the billboards or on the electronic signs, post telephone numbers for your U.S. representative, the senator, Free Speech TV, Tom Hartman, et cetera. And if this started catching on, we could grow a grassroots movement without the need for the corporate media. And then finally, Cafe Press and have excellent lawn signs. So if you didn't want to go in for like $130, you could get a $40 lawn sign.
Yeah, I was thinking, because I doubt most people are going to buy, an electronic sign and stick it in their window. Number one, they don't want their house to be a target. Or number one, actually, they don't want to spend the money, but I was thinking lawn signs and billboards are just powerful stuff. I mean, it's why people use them in political campaigns. They're inexpensive and they're very effective. And I could see lawn signs that simply say stop fascism. I would love to see, a movement of lawn signs all across the country. I don't know if Ziggy has something like that over at his stop. Or his End Bribes, I think it's endbribes.com is his website.
We have to do something about the media, corporate media control. And I just, I did some brainstorming. I thought, lawn signs or electronic media or billboards, anything that would help this control that the corporate media has.
Yeah, no, I get it. You keep thinking, John. I love the way you're thinking. Thank you so much, and thanks for the call from Michigan. Kevin in North Miami, Florida. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, first, I want to thank you for your attention on this matter. My call will build on Alfredo's call at the beginning of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday you could pinpoint the exact time and moment of a subtle declaration of an impending coup. And here's what I suggest. Go and look at the opening scenes of the movie Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, mm-hmm. The General, okay? And it's exactly what you saw yesterday up on the stage. Patton in the movie is standing in front of a huge American flag on stage, addressing his troops in the audience. And that's exactly what you saw yesterday, was the hog's breath and Trump standing on stage, addressing the troops in the audience and telling them, if you don't like what we're going to do, you're fired or you can walk out. And basically, it's General Patton commanding his troops on what to do. And you had the same thing yesterday with Trump and hog's breath telling the generals and admirals what they're going to have to do or take a hike.
What was Patton telling his troops to do?
I think he was preparing them for upcoming battle.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember the content of the speech, but all I can remember, as soon as I saw yesterday that huge American flag in the background, mm-hmm. and one person on stage and then the audience, it's exactly the same thing as the opening scene in Patton, the movie.
Yeah, it's probably where Hegseth got it from. I mean, you know, Hegseth is all about the media, and Trump is all about the media. These guys are both basically reality TV stars. Hegseth, was in the National Guard. I mean, you know, that's, I believe, yeah. I'm pretty sure he was National Guard. That's his claim to military knowledge. And Trump, of course, was on NBC for, what, 11 years, I think, with Apprentice.
And yesterday was life imitating art, and sadly, it's going to be a reality.
Yeah, there you go. No, I think this idea of the possibility of a military coup is pretty damn shocking. But I agree. I think that that's what Trump was calling for, and I don't think the generals went along with it. And that's good news. That's very
hopefully
good news.
Not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. But Google the opening scene in Patton, and it's a duplicate of yesterday.
Okay, Kevin. Thank you very much for the call from Florida. Appreciate it. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls here on the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As President Donald Trump seeks retribution against the prosecutors and law enforcement who investigated him, some of his 2020 allies are on the hook in civil court. Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic prevailed last week over Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell for their defamatory statements against the voting technology companies. Dominion sued Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump campaign lawyer, for $1.3 billion, claiming that he made false statements about Dominion's electronic ballot tabulators being rigged to tilt the election to Joe Biden. Dominion has previously won a $787 million settlement from Fox News and $67 million from Newsmax for similar claims. September 26, Dominion announced a settlement with Giuliani, though the amount is still unknown. In the past 2 years, Giuliani has been disbarred, filed for bankruptcy, and was indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Also on September 26th, a federal judge found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell defamed voting systems company Smartmatic. The yet-to-be-decided damages may hinge on whether Lindell knew his claims the machines were manipulated were false. Lindell still faces a suit from Dominion. President Trump announced last month Giuliani would be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. The circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Oh, Canada, you packed your snow and pride. Said no thanks, Donald, we won't let you inside. We used to share maple and trust across the line. Now you're eyeing us like Alaska in 59. Mark Carney stepped up with a banker's grin. No trade deals with fascists, we won't let you win. He warned the crowd with a voice so clear. America wants our forests, our water, our beer.
If you want to pass the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Linda in Enumclaw, Washington. Am I saying it right, Linda?
In Enumclaw, Washington, about 20 miles north of Mount Rainier.
Ah, okay.
I'll try to be quick. I would like to see the Democratic Party get a bunch of talented research people that follow Trump and the Republican Party. Everything they say, if it's a lie, it goes on to all the media, papers, every single day. Mm-hmm. That when it's a lie, it's not true. When Trump lies, it's not true. And source it just like you do. You do a wonderful job. When Pocan said, let's have some ideas, put some money with the Democratic Party on accuracy and truth and give it to the American people in every area of media and communication they can.
Yeah.
Because it's not happening. And maybe a little bit that you have to search, but make it easy, like an advertisement on the national networks, on cable, mm-hmm. on satellite TV, all of that. I would like to see that. And we know we've got the talent, and we know and give sources and do it every single day.
Yeah.
Instead of being like we are, polite, wanting to hear both sides, which is the way a lot of Democrats are,
yeah.
and say, no, this is a lie. He's lying to you. They're lying to you. Here's the truth. Here's the source.
Yeah, I was encouraged to hear Chuck Schumer this morning on Joe Scarborough's program say, the Republicans are saying we want to fund health care for illegal aliens. It's an effing lie. I mean, he just
can't. No, and that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good
God bless part, you, Chuck.
All kinds of arrogance, and I admire that.
Yeah, I do too.
But and it needs to be said over and over and over again. Look what the Republicans do.
Well, I'm doing my part, and more and more Democrats are stepping up, and we just need to help them out. We need to push them and speak to them as often as possible, and to the Republicans.
Well,
they need to be hearing from us too.
Even in our little community, we've been protesting and getting dieseled by guys driving by in their trucks, the finger and all of that. So there's a lot of us doing it, but doing it in a really organized, get money behind it,
and really advertise it in every way they can. Thank you.
I'm with you, Linda. Thank you very much. Anna in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Anna. You guys have a hurricane coming towards you?
Well, they say so, but I think it's veered off.
Hope
we won't have any trouble from it.
I hope you stay safe. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I've been observing the system off and on for my 82 years living on Earth, and I finally arrived at an understanding that during my lifetime, the system for most workers in this country has definitely been stacked against us. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that I'm not thankful and grateful to every citizen who has dutifully paid their fair share of taxes, which gave me an opportunity for education, even if it was just through high school, provided some public health care for my family when we needed the help. I'm much obliged, very thankful for all of the good things the citizens' tax dollars made possible for me. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very difficult situation, but I was blessed and very fortunate because I had family that my mother could turn to that helped us and sheltered us until we got through high school and were able to fend for ourselves. I wanted to talk especially about the medical system, the for-profit healthcare system that we're now caught up in. The system, the medical care is stacked against us. Everything is for profit. And I wanted to point out that there's an underlying reason why some things are coming about the way they are. They want what's left of the middle class and the lower wage earners, land.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting us in a position where if we're honest, we do our best, and yet we cannot provide the kind of medical care a very sick child needs,
mm-hmm.
or hospitalization, or nursing home care for elderly people within our families. They are required to declare their assets. Some people, all they have, possibly in my part of the world, a few acres of land and an old farmhouse still on it, you mm-hmm. know. Remember, up until after World War II, 50% of our people were still on the land.
Yeah.
Raising
it sounds like 3% now, I think.
Yes.
I think it was about half of America at the turn of the 20th century.
Well, it's a different arrangement now than mm-hmm. what it was before.
Yeah.
But in the past, if a young woman found herself in a situation where she had children and she had been abandoned or her husband killed in a war, or whatever the catastrophe was, you could go home.
Mm-hmm.
You had a place to go.
Yeah.
But if your family is forced to sell the foundation upon which they built their lives and their livelihood, you can't go home now.
Yeah, that's a tough
and
one.
And find shelter and support.
And I'm out of time here, but you are so articulate, and it was such a beautiful and moving statement. Thank you so much for the call. It's so nice to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's Field of Greens.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The government shutdown is sending federal workers home. Non-essential staff have been leaving their offices. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed each day. President Trump has said the shutdown could also result in layoffs and cuts of programs that don't fit with his priorities.
This TSA worker in Atlanta.
If it gets to that point where officers can't afford to come in or have to make a decision whether to purchase medication, pay daycare, or put gas in the car to come to work, they're going to have to make that hard decision, and no one really wants to do that.
The political finger pointing continues. Senate Majority Leader John Thune blames Democrats.
Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu.
We're fighting to lower costs, cancel the cuts, and to save health care.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.